You've heard how desperate some big cities have gotten around the country as they battle the spread of the coronavirus. What about the more rural or farm areas? We're joined now by Michigan Congressman Paul Mitchell, who represents the Lower Peninsula. Congressman, first off, how would you assess government response so far?
You know, our strategic national stockpile was never designed to deal with problems such as this. It's designed to assist in regional disasters, and it doesn't have the material for this. So we're scrambling to get it. States are scrambling. It's improving, I think, every day as we go through this. But no one's happy with it. And unfortunately, I think you agree with me that we didn't get full information, and still aren't getting full information out of China where this emanated from. And that has left us pretty behind the curve.
How about your home district there? Is medical equipment an issue or securing it an issue?
We still have concerns about the number of ventilators and some of the protective PPE. And the concerns are more around, they don't see a stockpile there. We have what we need right now. We have what we need the next few days. It's concerns about if it proceeds and gets worse, if the scale increases. There's an anxiety about all that. And when they see a scarcity, it makes them even more concerned for their own well-being and for caring for patients.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm trying to help them with that. And testing is ramping up, but still, frankly, not where we want it to be either.
On a somewhat separate note here, do you think we'll need a fourth stimulus or bailout package to see us through?
My guess is we're going to need something. And the unemployment rate went up. We have another 6 million, a little over 6 million people that are now in unemployment. Michigan had 330,000 people file last week alone. It's epic proportions, massive proportions. I don't know if you know what that is yet, specifics. And I think we need to be cautious not to just throw money at things madly because we think somehow it's going to make it better. In fact, it can make it worse. And it sometimes take a deep breath in the next couple of weeks and then see what the landscape starts to look like.
We're speaking with Congressman Paul Mitchell of Michigan. If I understand the geography correct in your district, you are represent the Lower Peninsula north of Detroit. However, the president's suggestion that he might halt flights maybe to and from Detroit. Is that a concern? Do you think that would be a good move?
I think we need to be careful of overreactions. I think Americans have constitutional rights, and we need to lead people. We need to lead people to do the right thing. The right thing is to stay at home unless it's absolutely urgent. So don't schedule a party of 50 people. Don't go to the beaches of Florida on spring break with all your friends. But the idea that somehow we're going to turn into a society where we tell people we're locking down, I think that's a step that really troubles me. We have a constitution. People have rights. Yes, they have the right to live, certainly do. But they have to protect themselves by staying home, especially those that are more vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Yeah. What are the top calls or emails that your office is getting these days? Are they about fear or outrage, do more? What are folks saying?
Oh, I think we're seeing the whole spectrum. I think people are afraid, and I understand that. I'm 63 years old, and I had since I was a child asthma. I understand that lingering fear of what this means. I have a son who's a police officer who has been sick and tested for coronavirus, turned out negative, but he was ill. His wife is a pharmacist. I mean, I understand this issue real personally.
Yeah.
But also, we also see messages about, doing more. What's the next step? And then we're getting emails from people who had businesses. I talked to a business person last night about 9 o'clock at night about the bill, the CARES Act, the phase 3 bill, and what's in there and what, what he should do or how he should proceed. A large agricultural business in my district that's, he's kept all his employees on board. About 80 employees. I kept them on board because I need them. I'm going to need them in a couple of weeks. I don't want to put all these people on the street. And so what do you think? I mean, these are things I'm also facing trying to help people with.
Thanks, Congressman. It's Paul Mitchell, who represents the Lower Peninsula in Michigan.